graphic, you may have noticed, as you recall from last time, when I introduced the example about wanting to have a moving object in the browser window, I had to introduce a thread that would say what the computation was that was going to move the object. So I want to give a short introduction to threads here without getting deeply into issues about programming multi-threading. So what is a thread? Well, essentially, you just think of a thread as a sequential flow of control. It's a list of statements that says to do something. And that's sort of a general definition. If a process or what you might think of as a program has more than one thread, then they execute what is known as concurrently. That is, each sequential flow of control is interleaved by the CPU so that each one gets a chance to run. And it appears to you like they're both running at the same time. There's only one CPU that's actually running them, but since it's running each one a little bit in turn, it looks like they're both making progress. So that's why you want to introduce threads. It's when you want to have more than one flow of control that's making progress, so that you don't just have one flow of control execute continuously and finish before you get to start the other one. They both get to run, get a chance to run at the same time. So in applets, you do want to do that because if you're going to have something that's running continuously in the browser window, you want it to have a separate flow of control as the browser. So there'll be two essentially flows of control. One will be the browser window, which is doing things like detecting if the user tries to close the window or move a window around in the screen, and your applet flow of control, which is actually doing things in the interesting things in the browser window. Now in Java, when you introduce an extra thread, the main part of the computation is always supposed to be in a method called run. So the way that you have an independent flow of control is that you create something called a thread, and you give it a method called run, which has the computation that you want to do. That's one way to do it. And in general, there are times with applets where you want to, you can create separate classes, which is create threads in that way. But if you want to introduce a thread under the control of the applet, you have this problem that you can't have the applet be a thread itself because it's already an applet. But it can't be a child of two different parents. So that's why this interface mechanism is introduced. And I'm going to show you how that works. I guess first I'll show you the way the code looks to remind you, and then I want to go to the Java resource page and show you more about how to look up methods with applets. In particular, we'll look up the thread class and see what kind of methods it has. So if you want your applet to have a thread with a flow of control, you add the keyword implements runnable to the header of the applet so that you have the interface for threads. You include an instance variable for the thread so that you create a new thread. And you have a run method which has the body of the code that you want to run. And you have a start and stop method which can start and stop the thread from running.